Our next speaker is Eileen Worthley. She's going to be talking about addressing oral systemic health inequities in Native Americans, a call to action. Eileen has 30 years of pediatric and MCH nursing experience. During her 10 years in school health, she saw firsthand the oral health inequities that underserved and vulnerable populations endure. She lives in a community with an American Indian tribe presence. She's currently enrolled in the Primary Care Pediatric Nurse Practitioner Program at Northeastern University in Boston and holds a graduate assistant position with the School of Nursing's Innovations in Interprofessional Oral Health Program, which is under the direction of Dr. Maria Dolson.
Good morning. I'm very happy to be here. Again, my name is Eileen Worthley, and I'm excited to discuss with you how Northeastern University responded to a call to action and is addressing oral systemic health inequities in American Indian populations. I have no conflict of interest to disclose. I'd like you to leave this session this morning with an appreciation of the interprofessional curricular tools we developed and with an understanding of how important developing cultural humility is to providing culturally safe care. I'd like to provide you with a little background regarding how Northeastern came to answer this call. According to the Indian Health Service, American Indians have long experienced lower health status compared with other Americans. Because of this history, the Institute of Medicine organized a 2012 workshop to address health inequities for Native American communities. A workshop summary was distributed in 2013, and key themes were identified as a framework for a potential role of culture in helping to reduce those inequities. Also in 2013, Northeastern University established a program focused on integrating oral health into overall healthcare education and practice. And part of that funding has enabled a partnership between Northeastern University and Harvard School of Dental Medicine that is addressing the oral health inequities of a local American Indian tribe. I have chosen just two of the many oral health inequities that affect American Indians to illustrate the magnitude of this issue. First, the percentage of American Indian preschool children with early childhood caries is substantially higher than any other minority population in the United States. In fact, American Indian preschool children have almost three times the amount of black preschoolers in the United States and almost two times the amount of Latin preschoolers in the United States. And then the oral health of adults and elders becomes even more complicated. Periodontal disease combines with the caries to increase the threat of dental problems and tooth loss. 23% of American Indian adults have advanced periodontal disease, which is twice the Healthy People 2020 goal of 11.5%. In November of 2012, the IOM workshop brought together more than 100 healthcare providers, policymakers, program administrators, researchers, and Native advocates to discuss the sizable health inequities affecting American Indians. And then in 2003, the workshop summary titled Leveraging Culture to Address Health Inequities was released. And some key points that I'd like to discuss. Here, this picture, in American Indian tradition, the medicine wheel encompasses four different components of health: physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual. And health and well-being require a balance within and among all four of those components. So thus, whenever a patient remains healthy, it's dependent as much on what happens around that person as what happens within that person. And also, the relationship between indigenous knowledge and Western science continues to be overshadowed by the history of colonialism. Many indigenous people believe that evidence-based interventions are a form of forced acculturation. Many evidence-based interventions are extremely prescriptive. They target things like obesity and tobacco use that involve people's actions and their behaviors, which are all part of culture. So revitalizing the culture through indigenous health promotion and treatment is a hybrid approach that can be much more effective than relying purely on Western medicine. There are many reasons why Northeastern, which is a large urban university whose signature is its cooperative education program, is well positioned to address the oral systemic health inequities, not only in American Indian populations, but many underserved and vulnerable populations. Since the year 2000, numerous reports have been released addressing the oral health disease silent epidemic in our nation and the need for non-dental health professionals to have a prominent role in improving the oral health of the vulnerable and underserved populations. The Bouvet College of Health Sciences at Northeastern University in Boston educates over 3,700 students across 10 non-dental health professionals. We have School of Nursing, School of Pharmacy, Physical Therapy, Physician Assistants, Speech Therapists, Audiologists, among them. And then you might ask yourself, why Massachusetts? Wouldn't a program to address American Indian culture be better suited for a university in Arizona or Oklahoma or Alaska? But let's not forget, the New England area is home to 13 American tribes. And next week, when we gather around our table with our families and friends to count our blessings, we are following the lead of the Wampanoag tribe, who in 1621 reportedly feasted with the pilgrims at Plymouth. Many descendants of that native population live on Cape Cod, which is just a 90-minute drive from Northeastern's campus. So these facts enable Northeastern to be a leader preparing future healthcare providers to offer culturally sensitive care for a wide variety of racial and ethnic populations. In 2013, with the generous support of a multi-year DentaQuest grant, Northeastern University launched the Innovations in Interprofessional Oral Health TIPS program. And our TIPS model serves as a framework for interprofessional collaboration and features innovative ways to deliver oral health education regardless of the health professional curriculum. One component of our innovative approach is interprofessional education is technology. Professors from any of the Bouvet Health Sciences can offer their students the opportunity to utilize Smiles for Life, a national oral health curriculum, which I'm sure many of you are familiar with, and it's an online modular curriculum for integration into existing undergraduate and graduate courses across all health sciences. The 8 modules can be accessed for free of charge and can be completed at the student's own pace, unless, of course, the professor has put a deadline on that, and offer certificates upon their completion. Simulation learning is an innovative approach to integrating oral health across health sciences curricula and preparing healthcare providers with competencies to address oral health in every healthcare visit across a variety of healthcare settings. Simulation can range from low-tech role-playing to high-fidelity human patient simulators. Northeastern recently received a gift from the Henry Schein Company of a dental chair and oral health models. And so with this equipment and along with the development of a standardized American Indian patient, students and faculty can develop techniques that will enhance their ability to provide oral health care with a patient-centered approach. Various modes of instruction combine to ensure that students have every opportunity to collaborate and develop cultural sensitivity. Northeastern has developed a series of faculty workshops which utilize a train-the-trainer approach. In Boston, we're very fortunate to have 3 dental schools and quite a few schools of dental hygiene. And so what we've arranged for is for dental hygiene instructors from the Forsyth School of Dental Hygiene to come to Northeastern and instruct professors from across all the different Bouvet professions on how to do an oral exam and how to refer a patient, when to refer a patient, different connections between oral health and overall health, which they may not be aware of. And then those faculty members are able to utilize our new dental chair to practice upon each other, and then they take that information back to their students and disseminate that information to them. Freshman students who are enrolled in any of the Bouvet Health Sciences programs attend seminars that aim to plant the seeds of interprofessional collaboration, health equity awareness, and the oral systemic health connection. Interprofessional faculty and students collaborate problem-based case studies designed to foster collaboration between dental, medical, nursing, and pharmacy students in the assessment, diagnosis, and treatment of patients with an oral systemic condition or interaction. And then, on your right there, following the Institute of Medicine's recommendation that healthcare training reflect cultural differences and emphasize relationships and two-way exchanges, the Harvard School of Dental Medicine invites local tribal leaders to come to Boston and engage students and faculty in a dialogue. And Northeastern students are have the opportunity to attend these. And so the message is that having the community inform the curriculum helps to advance cultural sensitivity and ensure cultural competency. And so when students, what they learn through the technology and the instruction, they are put into practice in a very real way. Health profession students from all the disciplines are able to employ their health screening and health education talents in an American Indian community. One Saturday a month, Northeastern Bouvet Health Science students and Harvard Dental students practice in a hospital dental clinic that serves the Wampanoag tribe of Martha's Vineyard. Martha's Vineyard is an island off the coast of Cape Cod, and there are approximately 20,000 year-round residents that live on this island, 500 of whom are members of a Wampanoag tribe. And so Martha's Vineyard is, there are very few dentists on the island, and this dental clinic that that we work at the hospital is the only place that accepts Medicare or Medicaid for dental work on the island. So Bouvet students come to the this clinic prepared to take vital signs, elicit health histories, give some education. But what really happens is they are sitting with these patients before they go into the dental chair. And because they have really poor dental health, they are they've had some really poor dental experiences in their past, and so they're unbelievably nervous. And so one of the biggest things that the Bouvet students do is sit with them, engage them in conversation, get to know them, and sort of get them a little comfortable for the next step, which is getting into that dentist chair. The dental students work with the dentist from Harvard, but the Bouvet students are allowed to go back and observe the dentist conducting an oral health exam and do these screenings. And so this hands-on experience offers an opportunity for students to see how readily an oral health exam can be included into any healthcare encounter. As healthcare providers, the students will have opportunities to provide service with the skills that they have acquired. So a well-designed community service learning experience is an effective strategy to increase a student's awareness of oral health inequities and the underlying determinants of poor health for different population groups. Faculty and students from Bouvet College participate not only in the healthcare-oriented events, but in celebratory events with this American tribe in southeastern Massachusetts. These opportunities allow current and future healthcare providers to interact with tribal members, foster relationships, and develop cultural sensitivity regarding this special population. On the right-hand side, three-quarters of American Indians do not live on reservations, and 60% of them live in urban areas. And so these facts translate into the reality that health professionals of all walks are likely to have American Indians as patients in primary and acute care settings. There is a serious lack of Indian Health Service dental providers, whereas the general goal of dentist-to-patient ratio is 1 dentist or dental provider for 1,500 patients. There's only one dentist for every 2,800 Indian Health Service patients. And so this healthcare shortage statistic reinforces the need for dental, non-dental healthcare professionals to assess the oral health of their patients and make appropriate referrals. According to the National Coalition for the Homeless, between 4% and 8% of the U.S. homeless population is American Indian, and that's in contrast to the fact that only 1% of the total population is American Indian. So Northeastern students, in partnership with the American Academy of Physician Assistants and Boston University, one of our a university that's very close to Northeastern, visits homeless shelters, senior centers, and assisted living centers in an effort to improve oral health to the underserved and vulnerable populations in the greater Boston area. Dr. Brian Swan is a professor at Harvard Dental School, and he is definitely the spearheader of this Wampanoag cooperative experience. And in this video, he discusses the need for healthcare workers to understand how bias can get in the way of delivering optimal care.
Thank you. be concerned about the entire body. And I want to serve people who don't know the value of oral health. Poor health literacy is what we call it. The best way to reach the largest number of people is by educating them around prevention, about best practices. You cannot ever treat all the problems. We work all day long fixing teeth, but we spend very, very little time educating our patients. Being a healthcare provider is not only the responsibility of treating people, but it's also the responsibility of being a community leader. That comes and goes with the territory. It's an opportunity to be an advocate and to go into any venue with your degree and your title and have that door open to you. And what are you going to do when you get in there? The privilege of healthcare is for everyone. Healthcare is a right for everybody. In order to be a good healthcare provider, then you have to be able to understand that you have bias in you. And you have to practice getting that bias out of your system to some degree. And sometimes the only way you can do it is by having encounters with people that allows you to rub up against them and then be able to make the decision that I'm going to take this bias that I have and I'm going to experiment squashing my bias so that I can just be open to whatever this situation is going to become. A good healthcare provider, a good person who's working with mental health, a good person who's working with social health, develops those kinds of skills along the way. And eventually the people that you encounter will begin to see that in you. You're the ones we've been waiting for. It's not anybody else. It's up to you. Your ideas, your passions is why you're here. You're the ones, not somebody else.
So Northeastern's unique oral health tips program is taking innovative steps to enable its health profession students to eliminate bias and provide culturally safe care. I wish to thank the DentaQuest Foundation for supporting our participation at this American Public Health Association annual conference. It's my first time here and I'm really enjoying it. And I'd like to thank you for your attention. I'm very interested in hearing your comments and questions.
Thank you. We do have time for one question.
Bill? I thought your title was kind of strange, your oral system, and that was kind of running around in my mind during the whole presentation. I don't think I'm unique among dentists thinking that systemic means the biology within the body other than the mouth. But I think you seem to use that term systemic in a more Native American way, which is to say anything in and around me.
Mm-hmm.
So was that kind of kinder use of it?
Probably not. I think that the oral systemic, we're using that term just because the thing is that we want to put the mouth back in the body, that, you know, for so long we've siloed dentistry and medicine, and that people don't necessarily think that a disease of the mouth is going to affect our overall systemic health. But I do like the way you put those two together with the Native American, you know, the medicine wheel and how everything is all interchanged. So,
it's like more the opposite.
Exactly. Exactly. But yes, that was, it just happened that way.
Okay, we'll hold other questions till the end.